towns coming under intense attack, the AP's Karen Shamis reports.
Ukrainian army spokesman Oleksandr Stulpin confirmed the Russian military has been more forceful than in recent days. The enemy is increasing the pace of the offensive operation. The Russian occupiers are exerting intense firing in almost all areas. As bombs rained down on the eastern town of Severodonetsk, resident Lyubov Pavlivna curses the Russian invasion. "They're destroying not only our young guys, but they are also sending their own to die. I wish death to Putin and all of those around him." United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited towns outside the capital of Kyiv. The towns show evidence of mass killings of civilians after Russia's retreat from the area.
"Wherever there is a war, the highest price is paid by civilians."
I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday Congress must not delay in signing off on more money for Ukraine, whose people are paying with their lives in the fight against Russia.
"So we need to contribute arms, funding, ammunition, and the economic support to make their courage and sacrifice have purpose so they can continue this fight and do what they're doing. It's critical this funding gets approved and approved as quickly as possible."
Democrats in the U.S. Congress said Thursday they will propose legislation that allows federal and state agencies to go after oil companies on wholesale and retail sales practices, lambasting the industry over price gouging and profiteering. The European Union said Thursday buyers of Russian gas could avoid breaching sanctions if they declare purchases complete when they have paid in euros or dollars. But there may be no workaround if Moscow insists they also use rubles. This is VOA News. Two bomb blasts aboard separate minibuses killed at least 9 people Thursday in Mazar-i-Sharif, police said, a week after a deadly explosion rocked a Shiite mosque in the northern Afghan city. The number of violent public attacks has fallen since the Taliban returned to power last August, but the Sunni Islamic State group has continued to target Shiites, who they view as heretics. Thursday's blasts occurred within minutes of each other in different districts of Mazar-i-Sharif as commuters were heading home to break their dawn-to-dusk Ramadan fast, a police spokesperson told AFP. Africa is facing an explosion of preventable diseases due to delays in vaccinating children, the World Health Organization said Thursday, with measles cases jumping 400%. 20 African countries reported measles outbreaks in the first quarter of the year, 8 more than in the first 3 months of 2021. The WHO and the UN's children's agency, UNICEF, announced Wednesday in Geneva that measles cases surged by nearly 80% worldwide this year, warning that the rise of the canary in a coal mine illness indicates that outbreaks of other diseases are likely on the way. U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts paid tribute to retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Breyer sat through the last of more than 2,000 arguments during his career on the court.
"That means that the oral argument we have just concluded is the last the court will hear with Justice Breyer on the bench."
The 83-year-old Breyer seemed a bit subdued. Chief Justice John Roberts got emotional.
"For 28 years, this has been his arena for remarks profound and moving, questions challenging and insightful, and hypotheticals downright silly."
An example of that, a day earlier, Breyer invented a prison inmate named John the Tigerman in a case involving transporting an inmate for a medical test. Breyer's hypothetical questions through the years have, in the words of a colleague, befuddled lawyers and justices alike.
"For now, we leave the courtroom with deep appreciation for the privilege of sharing this bench with him."
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen said Thursday it would release 163 prisoners from Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi group who fought against the kingdom, Saudi Arabia's state news agency reported. They say it's part of a humanitarian initiative. And recapping our top story, Ukrainian officials have said Russia's offensive in the east has picked up momentum with several towns coming under intense attack. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited towns outside of the capital, Kyiv, Thursday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.